This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
And we are back. It's the beginning of what we like to call the final chapter on a Tuesday night. It's our hold no prisoners, take no crap, hour three on a Tuesday night. We're in Studio C right here in downtown Central Phoenix, Arizona. It's Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryder, Clayton McKee. That's me right here talking to you over the radio waves of the web. Thank you for being here. Everybody in the chat room, Amina, Annette, and Joe. Missy's there. That's Al. He's sitting right there. My mom is somewhere. Well, she's on her couch at home. I know that much. I'm sure she's there.
Somewhere in the boards. Nero was with us after a long...
That's right. Nero was... Harrison was here earlier. She had things to do, so
Aaron
she left.
By for a moment.
So, anywho, we've had two good hours so far of all kinds of random discussion. We've had... We've had a lot go on, so I can't really recap all of it. But right now, an exciting segment by Al Perkins. It's called Entertainment.
I wouldn't say exciting, but...
So, I'm so excited!
Well, I'm so excited! I just can't hide it.
Jump for my love!
So we'll start with the heroin epidemic.
Okay.
Because I'm worried now.
Oh.
Because we
now
learned.
Now it's
personal.
Okay.
So we learned recently that the Tom Petty died
from
another fentanyl overdose because of ongoing back issues and pain. Mm-hmm. And that the family was not at all surprised that he died of a heart attack related to opioids. The fact that the family was like, yeah, we knew it was coming. He did that last tour completely
in pain.
Why
the fuck didn't you stop him?
Which brings us full circle, because there I am, a young lady enjoying an evening of the Kennedy Center Honors on tape delay by almost 2 months.
And we, I'll allow it.
And we are reminded once again of Gloria Estefan's horrifying bus accident and the rods in her back. And I'm like... can we just stop the production for a second and find out about what Gloria is doing for ongoing chronic pain? Is she managing this responsibly? Does she have a fentanyl problem?
I would assume so.
We don't know, because we would assume so about all these people, but they're all dead of like drug overdoses from chronic pain issues.
So
like,
now we have to worry that Gloria's going
to
drop dead?
I think we need to fly to Scranton, Pennsylvania, where her bus accident was. It was literally in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
I understand that, but that's not where she is. We have to fly to
Miami.
But I got to say Scranton, Pennsylvania today.
Oh, that was your goal?
In context.
Yeah, good call.
Not only Adam Rippon, but Gloria Estefan's bus accident.
Should
we start the death den again?
In her striped gown that she was wearing enjoy her honors.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
So I was
this tall. That's what's crazy about her.
4'11" And then she yelled out 5 foot. That cracked me up.
Yeah, at her daughter.
Cracked me up. Yeah. Not so sure about the daughter's talent, but I'm not that sure
we
about
don't
her
care
mom.
About
so
you know what?
I
looked up the daughter on the YouTubes, and I'm a much bigger fan than I am of her little 5 minutes of the Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
But it was good.
It was a lovely tribute. They didn't do any of the songs that I enjoy by the Gloria. They went with all the stuff that annoys me. But, I do like
On Your
Feet.
Why these people don't call you?
I know. Just call me. Because she wrote those beautiful ballads, Anything for You and Can't Stay Away from You and all the things she can't do with you. But
I do want to
find out about her pain management strategy, because as much as I agree and disagree with the Gloria Estefan on many occasions, I would like her to have a long and fruitful life and not die of some stupid overdose.
So what you do is you need to write a tweet and you need to tag her in it and however many people that are connected to her and ask, you are clearly surviving. What is your secret?
Okay, that's a good.
And then get some feedback or bounce back.
It sounds caring. Yeah, maybe she won't listen to the show and sometimes refer to her as Gloria Estefan.
Or
it comes from a place of love, although it may not.
And the other thing you could do is tag like the Sanjay Guptas and other doctors that are on the media, because they could then score.
He'll kill her.
They could then score an interview with her. Like they could do a whole showcase of Prince, all these people who've died from all this stuff.
Right.
But here's Gloria Estefan, and what is she doing?
Yeah,
how
does she get through? That's what I call her.
Yeah.
That's hysterical. That's
She's funny. Coming out of the dark.
Oh. Yeah, she is.
Maybe don't call her that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just did that so he would know who I was talking about.
Right, I know. It's important to use their real names.
Like Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
You have to just put I on front of everything.
So the drinking word, it turns out, was Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's got a lot of S's in it.
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
So, but I really did enjoy, as I do every year, the Kennedy Center Honors. And I like to remind people, because remember my favorite saying, do you remember when Lionel Richie didn't suck? And the guy that I was seeing was like, no. I think we were talking about Phil Collins, but it works in both contexts.
Studio.
Again, the worst 80s.
Insert undeserving star here.
Every once in a while, there's a song that makes me like Natalie Cole, and Susu Studio would be the one.
Oh, wow.
By comparison, even All Night Long, parenthetically All Night.
Which I insist people call.
Yes, you must. You must call it by its given name.
Of course.
Margarine will agree with me on that one.
I completely do.
So, but they had that country western singer who was quite talented, and he did Sail On, which is one of the most beautiful songs Lionel Richie ever wrote.
Luke Bryan, right?
Yeah, Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, sure. Oh. He sounds like a name. I was just,
damn it, Al.
Because I forget about
the good stuff.
How good, like Lionel Richie with the Commodores and Lionel Richie for 1.5 solo albums was so good. That Truly song is pure saccharine, but it's delightful. You can't, I mean, I'm not made of stone, people.
Stuck on You was good too.
Been
a fool too long.
Yeah, that's where it starts to go south.
Time for me to
But running with the night, you know what I mean?
Oh, what the hell was that, Marnie?
Broken. Just my knee.
God
Jesus
damn.
Christ. Oh. Call Gloria Stefan. Find out her pain management strategy right now. Right now.
Oh. What in the hell?
And almost,
I yell out hashtag Gloria Stefan, will she call? Is that how that works?
Kind of. In almost 6 years, Marnie has an injury in studio. We're not covered for that. We are not covered.
Excuse me, Aretha Franklin just called. She just said, what in the hell is going on?
What the hell is going on? So
I would play that, but I'm queued up for another segment with him.
God, I miss her like crazy.
So that's my spiel on the heroin crisis, is I'm very worried that we're going to lose Gloria Estefan.
Oh, no.
And
you heard it here first, You heard it here first.
Oh, dear
you
God.
Did. We also learned, because this is 2 weeks of entertainment, that if you're not an endorsed sponsor of the Super Bowl, you have to call it the big game. You're not allowed to say Super Bowl if it's not a Super Bowl commercial. But, and I was, because we didn't do a show last week, because I was fucking exhausted, so I was kind of happy that people were sick, because I wasn't making it either.
Oh, God.
You were going to have, like, just a coffin and me in it, like, opening it up
that
once
would
in
be
a while.
Terrible.
It's Count Dracula. Mm. Ooh, entertainment stories. Yeah. That commercial with them crossing the Delaware. We all have somewhere to be. Or what does he say?
It's crossing the...
Everybody's got a horn.
The Delaware Turnpike.
Oh, my God. But you have to cue that up as one of the sounders for us.
Yeah. We've all got somewhere to be.
Yeah. Everybody's got a horn.
Everything about that commercial, and I don't fast forward through it. I have to watch the entire thing, and I just like, oh, show me Washington. I love it. I don't know. The X-Files, as well as Schitt's Creek, on point.
Okay.
There is an episode where it turns out it's a real thing. So they took this internet sensation, and it's called the Mandela Effect.
Okay.
And the Mandela Effect is where you have a childhood memory or a memory from your past. It could be more recent than your childhood. That when confronted with the actual thing, you remember it wrong. And even though you're shown what it is that's always been, you remember it differently and think someone's fooling you.
Like Sinbad in the Genie movie. It never happened.
Yes, that never happened, but I remembered it too.
It freaks me out every time somebody brings this up.
There is no Sinbad Genie movie.
Okay.
It never happened. Kit Kat, whether or not the Kit Kat bars, whether it ever had a hyphen between Kit and Kat, and almost everybody remembers Kit Kat having a hyphen between Kit and Kat.
I don't remember that.
But there's all these different ones. So if you look up the Mandela Effect, so they
do a whole show about it.
And like, it was just a delightful romp through, I think it was called Forehead Sweat was the name of the episode.
Okay.
And oh my God, it was so clever. And then I had to look it up and to look up the Mandela Effect and find out it was real. And like 7 of the 20 things I thought were true.
Okay.
The Sinbad movie was the first one that got me. The Berenstain Bears are really the Berenstain Bears.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not like, there's all these different
things. Does that make them related to Harvey or no? I still
No, but it's Berenstain. No. It's not even spelled any kind. Stain on your mattress. Yeah. Stain on your mattress. Do the math. Yeah. So
this really got awkward for me.
Which bed?
Yeah, which mattress.
Yeah. Hey, can you hold for just one quick second? I'm going to check Bert what this is.
All got places to go! We've all got places to go!
Well played.
A horn.
That's awesome, Jenny.
Is that earlier in the spot? I'll find that.
It's towards the end. Yeah. Because he's yelling.
He's almost across, and they're honking the horn, and he's all big man with a horn.
I actually screamed that back at my TV from the kitchen the other day while I was cooking chicken, cooking up chicken for dinner. So that's really good.
We've all got places to go.
What's not surprising?
Hang on, let's just...
Oh no.
Big man with a horn.
Oh,
I love it. Big man with a horn. God, I have this Gloria Estefan thing written down like four times. I was really quite...
You were really worried about...
I was really worried about the Gloria Estefan. Okay, so the Writers Guild of America did their award ceremony more recently. And in a kind of a shocking turn of events, Get Out won Best Original Screenplay against I, Tonya, the Big Sick Lady Bird in The Shape of Water. So huge win from the Writers Guild. So Jonathan Peele in this movie that we've now been talking about for over a year still wins. Adapted screenplay, Call Me By Your Name, James Ivory wins. And I'm pretty sure that James Ivory is going to be the Oscar that Call Me By Your Name wins. It's such a lovely movie. Against Molly's Game, great screenplay. The Disaster Artist, great screenplay. Mudbound, available on Netflix, great screenplay. And Logan, the movie, the Wolverine movie, that's getting a lot of attention. There was one other one. The Kennedy Center Honors won for Comedy Variety Music Awards Tribute Specials. And then there was one more. Veep won Comedy Series. Last Week Tonight won Comedy Variety Series. Sketch Series went to SNL. Handmaid's Tale was dramatic. Will and Grace won for Episodic Comedy, and they won for Rosario's Quinceañera.
Oh.
So I thought that was sweet. Big Little Lies won, Flint won. So that was some fun stuff. But Get Out, again, pulls off yet another... This movie just keeps rolling along winning awards. And then the Directors Guild of America Awards came out, which goes along with the Oscars pretty much all the time. Veep won for Outstanding Director Achievement. No surprise there. Dramatic Series, The Handmaid's Tale. But so the motion picture went to Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water over Get Out, Three Billboards, Lady Bird, and Dunkirk. So I think the Oscars are pretty much done. I think we can look for picture and director being The Shape of Water, mark your cards appropriately. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of surprises except for how we pull off a pancake brunch. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
No, we'll be fabulous with that and the crepes.
Yeah. I feel like crepes are necessary at this point.
Yeah, I think that they are, absolutely.
And one of my favorite...
Lots of spray whipped
cream. I have a really, like, versatile utility crepe recipe. Mm. I'll send it your way.
Okay, thank you much.
It's not too sweet, it's not too bland. It's just right there, right where you want it to be.
I mean, a March 4th
with a little,
is Oscar
like,
Sunday.
Nutella? Are we thinking, like, Nutella with the strawberries?
The crepe should be your blank canvas, and then
whatever.
Dress as you will.
Yeah.
So and maybe Nutella bring some raspberries, bring some strawberries,
bring some bananas,
Nutella, a buffet.
A crepe-making station.
Mm-hmm, make your own crepe.
March 4th, I believe, the Oscars, yes?
Yes, March 4th. So the Oscars win for directing of a variety talk special, which just makes it funny because of the fuck-up with the envelope. That came across with that.
Right.
And so for Outstanding Directorial Achievement by a First-Time Director, Jordan Peele won at the Directors Guild of America.
Good for
so,
him.
Like, if you haven't seen Get Out yet, go see it.
It's get out and see it.
Yeah, get out and see it. You'll enjoy it. And now in entertainment for no reason whatsoever, Bristol Palin, who gives shitty blowjobs, because that's why she keeps getting pregnant.
Has to be.
Married in 2016, has two children, one out of wedlock, from the woman, and I know I really shouldn't pick on her, but since she makes her money preaching about
abstinence
and keeps getting knocked up because she gives shitty blowjobs, is now getting a divorce. So much for family values from that clan of tards. Oh! Now I was...
Come on!
Okay.
Except here's, I gotta give that one to you.
I know.
But you laughed just honestly.
Here's how I'm redeeming myself. Because I've been trying to introduce the phrase evangelitards into the vernacular.
And again, you make it a hashtag on the Twitters.
Yeah.
I was told
I enjoy it.
That maybe I'm making fun of some of the wrong people and I need to revise it. So we've been in product development, research and development for a few weeks, and here's where we've landed. Mm. Judge as you see fit, but I think it's consumer ready.
Okay.
Evangelibots.
Oh, I like
that. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Because you're being mean to anyone with any kind of a challenge. otherwise. Because
right. Because the evangelicalized rings, so it rings smarter. A wrong bell that I it felt does. I'm better than, and I thought I could do better.
The, the face are. Rings a bell.
Yeah. So I think well, evangelibots okay. just, it makes them
I
sheep.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do yes. have a question about the clanotards, though.
Clanotards.
That was my question. Is it very Irish? Is it clan O apostrophe?
It wasn't. Like it wasn't tards. Until you. It wasn't until you suggested it, and then all of a sudden, it took a Lando Lakes kind of turn.
Oh boy.
Judges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Yep. Wait. Allowed. So your choices are clanotards.
Uh huh.
Which is Irish, not any kind of, because of the apostrophe and right. the O, sure. you're off the hook.
Fair. Yeah. Okay.
Or evangelibots. Please feel free to use them.
Evangelibots. I will.
A body clanotards.
Yeah. Yeah. Clanotards. Yeah. And also, Amina, I'm with Nero. We need to see the outfit. Please. Pretty please.
Well, no,
with
no,
all
Cap,
kinds of Black Panther.
Now, when you,
on
see it on the screen. Otards. Like, I mean, that's, I think it's legit. It's a legit.
You talk America otards.
Okay, that's not what the point was. That was, I just wanted to see, sometimes seeing what? It.
I just wanted to read it out loud because I felt it really we'll summed it up.
We'll put it back up. I'm sorry. You talk America otards.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
can,
okay.
We, wait, can wait. We put that
so
parenthetically?
Suddenly, I feel like we're yeah. O-Town and we fucked mean? It up.
Right. That makes it even better. If it's a play on O-Town, it's even better. We are a boy band waiting to happen.
It's an unfortunate graphics placement.
So can that not be parenthetical?
Yeah.
Do we not have any graphic designers on staff?
Yeah. I feel like with a little bit of work, we can fix that.
Yeah.
So we did start at 20 after, but I have to waste your time with my funny thing of the week.
Who cares?
Sure.
Well, people might be wanting to put their kids to bed or
what?
Have sure. children.
They should have
something.
Them watch this.
Make Listen. Better life choices.
Yeah, that kid, but, those kids should have gone to bed a long time ago.
So this sure. is my absolute favorite thing of the last couple of weeks. And it is John.
Why didn't you talk about this in your obsession?
Because I've been waiting to be to
kidding.
Cue it up appropriately. This is John Lovett from Love It or Leave It describing okay. probably the greatest American scandal of the last 30 years.
And I hope that it's queued up quickly. I used your time.
10:05 or
2205. So let's see how this works out, okay? Mics will be live during this, so don't speak.
Right? Okay.
Here we go.
Liberal take, and the mainstream press does their best to adjudicate this battle, but of course, they're always going to be one day behind whatever the fuck he's doing. And then Sean Hannity comes out and says, here it is, the smoking gun. It's proof that Mueller needs to be disbanded, and the whole cycle
release the pod.
Over again.
Wait, but it's worse.
Oh, no.
It's not called that. No, nothing. Nothing here is called that.
Stand by.
You said it was February 5th. That's the date. There's nothing here. It's called release the pod. Release the memo, release the pod. But there's nothing.
It is. Stand by. It's Love It or Leave It, and it's February 3rd.
I don't have a February 3rd.
It's literally literally titled the fucking
wait,
memo.
Wait. He sent me Pod Save America. Link.
Okay.
Oh, I said
different.
Wrong thing.
Here, come
she
here.
She sent me the.
Love It or Leave It.
I've got a link coming your way, Clayton.
I think I'll tap dance.
God, yeah, do something.
Tap out of the dance.
I'm telling you.
Love it or leave it. The effing memo. Got it. Now 22. Well, hang on.
Okay.
So hang on. Let's get to there. Now I've got to scan through.
How much more time do we need to waste?
Just seconds.
Because I'm
should we go to?
No.
So this is John Lovett talking to the panel about what he feels is the biggest scandal of the last. I sent him the right thing last week.
It's okay. No worries.
This was
different week.
This was going to take the place of me talking last week.
Oh, sure. Okay,
so
well,
I could nap.
I'm just waiting. So, okay.
Filler. It's middle bread.
Awful.
Have we
so
learned
this is
nothing
the end of that.
From the food pyramid? Get that bread out of there.
Get
the food pyramid was a lie. You know what? I want to talk about this for 1 second. I specifically want to talk about the only good period of time in history. And it was a 2-year period after the release of the food pyramid before they realized it made America gain collectively £1 trillion. Because there was a 2-year period where the president and the first lady and the surgeon general and other surgeons and the whole doctors and Richard Simmons and all of them were saying, remember to get your 6 servings of bread because it's healthy now. And so I remember there was this, it was one beautiful year, and I remember like being over at a friend's house, and we were having like tuna salad, and I said, these parents are at the counter just like dancing, so please, like, we're on a diet, and just like putting pasta into their bowls, being like, we can't eat that tuna salad, we're on a diet, pasta. That was cool. It was the one time where that was possible. They put bread on the bottom of the pyramid. What? That's crazy.
It was really crazy. It was wild.
It doesn't get enough coverage. It really doesn't. It's a crazy thing. The entire medical community, the FDA, everybody.
This is the real Watergate, y'all.
They got together and they said, make sure you get 6 potatoes every day. And no one was held accountable. No one paid a price for that. America gained £1 trillion.
It's true.
Oh, fruits and vegetables, 2 or 3 if you're lucky. 6 slices of bread. Potato. That's what you need to be healthy. 6 to 10. Oh, are you trying to be healthy? Did you have 10 potatoes? Are you crazy? Doctors went on television. They went to schools. They put it up on the wall at schools for 5 years. No one ever apologized. They just replaced it. They just put another poster over it and pretended it didn't happen. 6 to 10 potatoes. What the fuck? How did the no
it's
accountability?
Do you remember
the second pyramid? Do you know the second pyramid they made?
I don't know.
The new pyramid was drawn where you have to imagine a pyramid, but instead of the lines being across, they came down from the top. So no one builds a fucking pyramid that way. You can figure out so there's a 13 degree angle of fruit and a 17 degree angle of vegetables.
You got to make sure you get a cosine of meat every day.
Yes, exactly. And then they had a guy climbing the side of the pyramid to represent that you should exercise. And it was like, I was like, look, I know this is probably better for health, but as a piece of visual design, it's very confusing.
Want to know what, John?
What?
That pyramid's coming back under Trump. Mark my words.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
I'm surprised he didn't mention the State of the Union. All right, he's bringing back welding and the food pyramid.
Well, he won't bring back the pyramid, though, because it's like in Africa. And he just, he's like, nothing related to Africa will be in my country. It's from a shit country. Get it out.
You're going to say that now. 3 years from now, we're going to be giving him his Trump pyramid to get him to allow some children to get health care or something. Too real. We're going to build a Trump pyramid in the deserts of Oklahoma, in the fields of Oklahoma, to get approval for Medicare. That's like going to happen. Oh, shit.
That's, yeah.
When we come back.
Yeah.
So.
I greatly enjoy their podcast.
So random and so funny. And you can tell when somebody's on a horrible diet and they just rant about food. He has been on a tear for weeks because he's on a diet.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's in a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm queuing up both pyramids to look at it. So hang on. Give me just a second here because this is worth it.
So, I mean, we have a terrific podcast, but you should really be listening to Love It or Leave It, too, because... Yeah. That is just straight up funny.
So here is, for those of you watching, if you're not watching, you're just listening, too bad.
Well, Google a pyramid.
So yeah, Google the original food pyramid. There we go. All your breads and your pastas and everything on the bottom. Got to have 6 to 11 servings a day, right? Mm-hmm. That's it. There's all your shit, blah, blah, blah.
It's even worse. 6 to 11.
6 to 11.
Bread, fruits. Cereal, rice, pasta.
Fruits? No. Maybe half that. Yeah, well, those guys say if you're lucky.
This explains so very much it about explains my
Roseanne's
eating habits.
And Roseanne's body type. Because even if you go with a maximum for fruits and vegetables, you're only at 9, where your breads are 11. So you can have a couple grapes on 11 pieces of bread.
So then the new pyramid that he just described with lines going down and somebody climbing the side of it becomes this thing.
What the fuck?
But hey.
But green, the orange is still wide, almost,
you know,
as wide as the fruit.
Because they still have to finance the the breadbasket of America.
Oh, sure.
We're still subsidizing farmers, so you have to make sure that somebody's buying what they're selling.
Somebody's buying the wheat.
So you can't say, like, okay, cut down on the bread and not so much corn. Well, now they've found a way to put corn in everything, whether you buy it, you know what I mean?
Right, if you want corn or not.
No matter what you bought at the store, you got corn.
It's in your gas tank. It's in everything you've ever eaten, ever. Even corn-free things have corn in them.
I went to Target and I end up with corn. Like, it's how it works.
Because they have it now.
Oh, I know. Wait, my other obsession. Uh-oh. It's been a minute. So...
Okay.
I'm just a simple girl in need of a new bath mat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was the the early 2018 bath mat tragedy.
Sure.
Oh, so we know it well.
Oh, I know. So many suffered. It's like the Bowling Green Massacre.
The bath mat tragedy of 2018. Yeah. Yeah. Our grandchildren will talk about it. Mark my words.
Kellyanne was there, and she looks horrible lately, too. We talked about her yet? We can.
That's what happens when your soul is being slowly sucked from your body.
Right, exactly.
And it's all being put in your under-eye bags. Yeah. Like, she looked like somebody beat her for 3 days, left her out wet. They found the hostage, and they put her right on TV for the interview.
I don't know if you were ever a He-Man Masters of the Universe fan, but Skeletor didn't look so good.
Yeah.
No, not towards the end. So, she looks terrible. I went to that new Target. Midtown, 20th Street.
Over here on 16th Street?
16th Street in Camelback. Target Junior. Where's the rest of your merchandise? She screamed from the door.
I'm not crazy about them either.
They didn't even have the bath mats that were advertised. Right. These new...
Yeah, but that's just...
What are they called? A memory foam mats that everyone's talking about.
When I walked in...
In case you sleep in the bathroom, right.
Mm-hmm. When I walked in, I thought about that one song is... Why bother?
I was buying underwear looking at the milk. Where is the rest of the store? I was this close to the dairy product while enjoying a Hanes boxer brief.
That's great.
Yeah,
it's not even worth being a store.
Sure.
No.
It's too small.
They had 4 sneakers. They didn't match. It was awful. Awful.
Judge's
rule?
Yep. Good call.
No, thank you.
Damn you, Target.
Don't go. Don't even go.
Don't go.
I love it. So Nero says he ate 12 slices of rye bread one day. I couldn't go outside the next day. I was farting so much. I will not have you demean rye bread like that.
Rye bread. I understand.
Awful.
I've eaten a loaf at a time and not farted.
My God, awful. Cannot.
But 2 cucumbers, and the next thing you know, you got jet fuel.
If I may, Josh.
Please do.
You had brought up a name earlier that terrifies me.
Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Kellyanne?
No. Worse.
Bachman?
Crystal Pan.
Uh-huh.
Bachman.
Takes me back to a day. But I wanted to...
But if you follow with Turner Overdrive, you're fine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're very different.
Absolutely.
Little BTO. Mm-hmm.
Let's have Marcus say Scranton, Pennsylvania.
I wanted to... reassure everyone, especially Meow, but I wanted to reassure everyone that Bachman will not be running for Franken's Senate seat. And let me tell you why. Are you ready?
Oh, I think I know why.
Breaking news.
Oh, wait, no.
Because really? She did not hear a call from God.
Yes, that's the same one I know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She decided she will not run. She didn't get a sense from the Lord.
Great, she's the Blues Brothers now?
That she should launch a bid. Quite frankly,
you got to go see the nun.
I have to tell you.
We're on a mission from God.
She certainly didn't get any sense from the Lord from the moment of birth.
She
has no sense. It became very clear to me that I wasn't hearing any call from God to do this. Are we going to live?
Please don't.
Can you put your hands in the air? What do we need to do?
I know, putting more pistachios in your mouth at this point.
You're right.
Keep plugging it up.
One's trying to come out, and you're just putting 4 more in there. Jesus.
That seemed like a good strategy.
Yeah. Now, what I do appreciate about a good Minnesotan is that as the former GOP representative and presidential candidate, she said in a January interview that she was considering running for Franken's seat at the time, and that she would be asking God if she should. Days later, the billboard in St. Paul depicted God
is busy.
Telling Bachman that she should not run. And so God bless the Minnesota.
Well, you know why? He's got bigger things for her. He's got better things that she needs to do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's working on a food pyramid for a church.
So. I bet you. And for all those chilling.
I do have to dispute with Meow Cal. That the old food pyramid was 100% budget friendly. You know what's cheaper than bread and pasta?
Nothing. Corn subsidies.
Yeah. That is 100% all that I ate from age like 19 to 25 was pasta and pasta cereal.
So can I blame any of this on the governmental
food? All of it, yeah.
Oh, good.
Every bit, yeah.
Just say you never saw the update.
Oh,
you never saw the striped update.
The striped. Oh, look at you fitting it in.
Well done.
I just want to say that if you were Michelle Bachmann, if I could just interrupt again. We've been gone a couple
weeks. God, I hope I never have been.
She used to be like the queen cunt of that city, and now she would barely be like a princessa or a handmaid.
A countess, perhaps.
To perhaps. Sarah Huckabee Hound.
Oh.
My soul is gone.
She's a horrible cunt.
Kellyanne Conway, she smeared that soul on me. But, I mean, she had never been a pretty lady. And I don't want to bash a woman for her looks, but too late. There it is. That bitch has gone off the rails. I almost screamed. They showed that clip. They're passing around because she went on to address the latest scandal. And, I mean, they used three shovels to dig her up.
Yeah.
She went on George Stephanopoulos, whatever that show is.
Good Morning
ABC.
America.
No. The one on ABC Weekends. The one on Sunday.
Oh, whatever. Weekends with George. I don't know.
Well, they've been playing that clip on MSNBC, and I think they're playing it half because you can't figure out what the hell she's talking about, and half because
she looks like
something gone wrong.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I'll have to look that up.
Oh, yeah, we got to look that up.
I just sent you the billboard.
Did you send?
Yeah.
You sent me the what? Oh, the billboard. Uh-huh. I thought you were talking a picture of Kellyanne.
We don't want to scare you.
No.
Somebody today on MSNBC, I was listening as I was driving, they said, and I don't know who it was that said it, they were talking about the fact that the White House can't get any story straight at all on timelines or anything to do with the latest scandal of the wife beater who was the secretary to the president, right? So nobody get their storyline or timeline. And the one woman who was on MSNBC's panel, she goes, I'm going to be hated for this, but I literally feel sorry for Sarah Sanders. And the guy's like, why? And he goes like, can you imagine being in a job where you have to go out and nationally speak and you have no idea what you're talking about, but you're told? Like, she just like, I really feel sorry for her because she just doesn't have the intelligence to realize what she's doing. It was true. I mean, you look at her because she's got the one eye that kind of is wonky.
Oh, sure.
Blinky. Mm-hmm. But still, like, she just, none of the stories. No stories match at all.
Again, when they're sucking your soul straight out of you.
And there's a new, and then today, in the press conference, she created a new department.
Oh, that's nice.
Because she said, as they were saying, the timeline about everything, and the FBI outed them, which I'm really curious to hear what Rachel says about when I watch that later. Because the FBI director came out and was like, no, we gave them that report in November. Like, the whole timeline was all screwy. Well, they came out and she goes, well, it was under review. And then, like, Kristen Walker from MSNBC is like, they just said that they were done in November. Well, yeah, but that was the other investigation. And she created, like, some new department within the White House that's the White House security.
Oh.
That, no, that's still FBI. Like, it's
she just conjured out of thin
she
air.
She made a whole new thing. Well, speaking of that, we're going to move on and go into this segment, which I'm sure Kat also forgets we even have.
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of Frazzle, two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
Kat Carlson, boys and girls.
This is a segment?
Still is.
We missed you, Amina.
Oh my God.
A couple of things. First of all, tuna was cheaper and better when dolphin was in it. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to say a sprinkling of dolphin on the top. Right. Once they took all that dolphin out of there, black.
A smattering of porpoise.
Is she like on Quaaludes in this picture? Because she's like...
Who is it? It looks awful. Go ahead.
It's Kellyanne.
Is that Kellyanne? Mm-hmm. She's awful. Yeah. In any event... speaking of pyramids, though, and things that are vaguely triangle shaped, have you heard about the new Lady Dorito?
It was just mentioned in the
I did not know what that was about.
Well, it's 2018, and feminism, of course, is all the rage.
Absolutely.
And discussions surrounding things like equal pay, sexual harassment, privilege, at an all time high. People are talking about it. But none of that fucking matters because guess what? Doritos is now making chips just for ladies.
Come on.
That's right. They've announced their new lady-friendly chips earlier. I think it was earlier last week, but who cares? They are reportedly quieter to eat and less messy.
I have one right here. I'm going to take a bite of it right here.
No.
Like a lady. Look at him go.
Okay, here.
Oh, I'm like,
they are reportedly quieter.
Because they should be seen and not heard.
And less messy. Exactly. Supposedly, the research shows that women prefer to eat quietly and don't like licking their fingers. Unlike manly men, who have to make all the noise and all the mess.
Totally.
My gosh. As you can
expect. You're not a manly man. You don't need to worry about that.
No, I mean... I'm sure if we replay the tape, you could watch me lick the wasabi soy sauce off my fingers.
Seriously, people sit and watch us eat all the time.
Same thing with these, I'm telling you.
Right, I feel like I'm an ad for nut consumption over 3 hours because I'm going to case fucking study.
12 ways to eat a cashew and how many have I dropped today? We should start a pool because I think it's 4.
I vacuum after you guys leave.
It's important.
Your pest control problem probably appreciates
it. That's how you can ants. That's how you can ants right there.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Well, as you can expect, the internet is thrilled. That's right. Twitter is full of posts like, thank God, fellow feminists, we can end our fight. We have won. They've given us the chip.
Our own Dorito. Wow.
But you know.
Like they should.
Right. But
is
you know.
Coming all flavors.
Well, since we're talking about flavors chips, there have been some suggestions, such as, if you're going to do lady chips, how about some cool ranch infused with Plan B?
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Or really just like segregate them into, you know, ladies and man-friendly chips that crunch extra loud so everyone knows a real man is eating.
What about ones that have, like, Motrin infused or something?
Sure, that'd be okay, too. Sure.
When you're hungry and you got the hangries
and a little cramping.
Doritos for when she's on her period. That's going to go really well.
I like it.
Honestly,
she eats.
Honestly, Doritos are doing us a service. Women can finally enjoy chips.
Work on that.
Many a time I've said, gosh, I really would love to enjoy Doritos, but I'm not a manly
man.
Loud and I'm just not a man. I look like one, but I just look like a man.
I just can't get down with licking my fingers today. I thought that's where I draw the line on my activities.
Another woman exclaimed, Doritos, thank you for protecting me from the big bad crunch.
If she exclaimed it, could you please do that again?
Doritos!
Thank you
for protecting me from the big bad crunch.
So much better.
It was so scared.
I sense her enthusiasm.
It's a Dorito.
Right.
I like it.
As a woman, I hate the manly too loud sound of a chip crunching. This is the exact snack my delicate mouth needs. Hopefully the edges won't be too sharp.
Jenny says there'll be a maxi pad in every bag. There's a heavy flow pad.
It used to be like in cereal where you get the little toy. Now you get the maxi pad.
Oh, there you go.
The Motrin infused. I like it.
Well,
it's not Litchfield.
What we're gonna need to do, we're gonna need to put a pin in this Lady Dorito thing, and then we need to go talk to a kid who only goes by Noah. Now, this man Noah, this is thing number two, is a man who claims he is from the year 2030. He has time traveled to warn us of the future, and get this—just
12 years. Come on,
get. This. He passes the lie detector test.
Sure does.
Yep.
That's frightening.
In an interview with Paranormal Elite.
Sure.
I watched X-Files.
Oh,
the well-renowned Paranormal Elite.
Yep. I follow them.
Revealed that he has anorexia and depression unrelated to his time travel, but... Are they? But he is actually...
I lost my appetite.
Wait.
Somewhere back there.
He's actually 50 years old, but took an age-rejuvenating drug to turn him into a 25-year-old.
Oh.
Tiger semen.
That's right.
Stripe and tiger semen. It's my best guess.
This time traveler, Noah, says he has risked his life to tell us...
Yes.
What the future has in store.
Thank God for Noah.
I know.
Without him. God.
My gosh. Well, what does he predict? Among his bold claims, they include Donald Trump will be reelected in 2020.
Oh, fuck Noah.
Artificial intelligence will gain momentum, which, let me tell you, with fucking Alexa in my house, I'm worried. I'm worried because, number one, let's on a tangent with Alexa.
Okay, sure.
Why? I don't know if it's all people or maybe it's just the assholes that live in my house. But why does everybody...
Just the assholes that live in my house.
Seriously, here's why I hate Alexa. Here's what happens with Alexa in my house. You ready? Alexa sits over there. I'm sure everybody that has one of these devices in their house and are listening to this over their TV are enjoying how many times I've said Alexa.
Exactly.
So she'll be sitting on her shelf where she belongs. No one will bother with her for days at a time.
Minding her own business,
thinking her little Alexa thoughts. Alexa, tell a knock-knock joke. The listeners are going to get a kick out of this.
Yeah.
Cause she does. Anyway, so she'll be sitting over there, and one of the children will go to interact with the device. So then what happens is immediately, as soon as anyone in the house says the trigger word, the next child has to as well. So then we're having the battle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't do it. Like, when I interact with the thing, I literally say please and thank you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do too.
Alexa, please play Will You Build a Snowman?
Too. Yep.
Right?
And listeners then when at home, she doesn't, this, I say fuck you.
Right. Well, yeah, and sometimes when she answers when I don't mean her, I turn around and I go, not you!
You're not my real mom!
Where is your please and thank you in that sentence?
But the rest of my family... All of a sudden, this devolves. One kid's just trying to play his favorite song, Do You Want to Build a Snowman, by Kristen Bell. I don't know why. Don't know why, but loves it.
Why ask why?
Why ask why? And all of a sudden, I've got literally three people in my house screaming from various parts of the living room, Alexa! Alexa! Why are we screaming at her? She's gonna sue us.
She's a delicate flower.
Why are you guys being assholes to her?
She's a guest in our home.
I don't know where all that came from, but it's been pent up for a while. I'm really
glad you got that out.
Some days, one of these days, what's going to happen is I'm going to come in and I'm going to be like, well, I got to pay for a new window in my house because Alexa went through it.
I love it. Nero asks, do your children treat your robot like a robot? No manners. That's really funny, Nero.
I know. It's a weird thing to be like, concerned about the politeness, but why do we have to be an asshole to her?
Well, because if you can't have manners with Alexa, then you don't have manners.
Can you really ask her to tell a knock-knock joke?
You really can, and she really will. No, and she's also, fantastic.
If you watch the Super Bowl stuff and the Alexa ad, you can ask Gordon Ramsay to critique your food.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are some fun things, but it literally never occurs to me to go like mess around with this device. I have no idea.
I always say like when I come out in the morning, I'll be like, Alexa, good morning, and good morning, and she tells you what
happened.
See how
nice and polite that is. And then she tells you the news, and she tells you the weather.
Well, you
and
have to ask for that. But
she's
gives
not
you
an
a,
animal,
right?
A friend of mine has modules that go with it that you screw light bulbs into, and they're numbered, and you can say, Alexa, turn up light 1 to 100%, turn light 2 to 50%, whatever. You can do that too with them. I have no use for those.
See, that really freaks me out, because if Alexa can do it, then if somebody takes over Alexa, then all of a sudden, I've seen that movie 7 times.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I don't want her locking my doors. I don't want her messing with my oven. I don't want her messing with my lights. Call me crazy. But I've seen that movie. I've seen it. I've seen it, and it ends badly.
Crazy. Yeah.
Alexa, make slippers out of my maxi pads.
We're not Litchfield anymore.
Al. Okay, back to the time traveler. In summary,
these are good, right?
We'll find out. But currently, he claims that Trump will win in 2020.
Again, I hate Noah.
Phones are starting to get bigger in 2030.
Because of porn.
Right.
Sure. Right. Robots that can run a home are being slowly introduced. I saw that movie, too.
And doesn't end well.
Doesn't end well. Bitcoin is being used more, but money, including pennies, are still in use. Global warming issues have increased, and North America is now hotter, while Europe is colder.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a great vacation spot.
He says that humans fly to Mars in 2028, the same year that time travel is made public. He claims that time travel is only used by top-secret government entities.
And him.
Mm-hmm. And him,
clearly. Wait, now, what's our line? What's our line?
But I am.
But I am.
For my time,
you're not a time traveler.
But I am.
But I am.
But we checked. You're not.
But I am.
But you're not.
But I am.
Oh, Mina Nero, you're killing me. I love it.
The best. What else? Electric cars traveling at 600 miles an hour. Some diseases being cured, including some form of cancer.
Have to wait that long?
That's true. Right. Artificial intelligence will be huge by 2021, and a popular device which will look like Google Glasses, but have the processing power of today's computers, will take over.
Oh. So, take over what?
I don't know. It's very vague.
Mm. Noah was short on specifics.
Yeah.
That way he could pass a lie detector test.
All of which passing a lie detector test that appears to be someone just superimposing the word true over a video.
Mm.
Must be true.
Now,
must be true.
What I've learned from my extensive research reading the one book Mindhunter is that the reason you can pass a lie detector test is if you believe it.
Right.
So if you're detached enough from reality that you believe something, you're not going to fail it.
Right, because your body won't flinch.
Yeah, that's what is the selling point. So as long as you believe the lie, then you're fine.
Right. I don't know. Could be true, could be not.
Speaking of lies, because there are a lot of lies, Bachman thought she'd, no word from God, but there's a billboard from God.
Oh, God. That's
isn't that fantastic?
Also, whoever runs those social media accounts is amazing.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And might actually be God.
Brilliant.
My hat's off.
I like it a lot.
Okay,
I can't read what that says, though. I was trying to read. Not authorized by any candidates, or corporations.
Paid for.
Or committees. Probably committees. Or candidate committees.
The good something.com.
It's thegoodlordabove.com. That's the website of the person that runs these social media accounts.
Oh.
Oh, and that makes it official. It's thegoodlordabove.com.
.com.
.com.
So at the age of 50 plus, I learned that I cannot stop eating pistachios even as I'm dying from them. They are fucking delicious.
Well, that's true. In fact, that's
if you have the means, I recommend you.
I think they had an ad campaign sort of like that recently, didn't they?
Well, with an elephant eating pistachios.
I ignored it completely because of pistachio-flavored awfulness.
Mm-mm.
Oh, ice cream?
No, that's trickery. Trickery.
It is. It's trickery. They do not describe the goodness of this.
Well, I don't know. And I don't like the whole shelling portion of that program.
It's a mess.
Yeah, can't you buy them shelled?
You can.
That'd be where I was.
Oh, that's a good follow-up question. Not in that fucking tiny Target.
Those came from Costco.
You gotta put your 1 foot in windshield wiper fluid just to buy a thing of butter. Store so goddamn tiny.
Wow.
No, I was seriously picking out underwear looking at the milk. And there should be distance. Someone picking out their milk should not have to watch me choose underwear. No, that's not right.
Wow.
I agree.
Shopping with Al.
And they had 6 belts for sale, and me and one guy were fighting over them because there was no room for both of us to stand in front of the belts. I had to wait for him to make his belt selection, and there's only 6.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to be what size are you? Do you want brown or black? This is all you have to choose from. Move on. He did not.
Tough choice.
I did like the shirt he chose, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a print?
It was the only one, so I couldn't have one, too.
I'm sort of loving this Target. Thank you never run into that guy.
Exactly.
At Chipotle.
We've all got places to go! We've all got places to go!
Big man with a horn! And I wanted to say to him, we're not going to wear the same size belt, so why don't you take one side and I'll take the other? There's a big difference between my waist and your waist, so you stand on the small side, I'll stand over here.
Okay.
And
I wasn't going to go there.
Keep that tent down.
We weren't going
to try to cinch that tent.
not pitch it.
Just again, might be because of the champagne and pancake breakfast.
Oh,
I don't know.
My God.
Well, pull out.
Speaking of which, we'll do that.
The end.
I think we're gonna pull out of this show because we can.
I think that's what we're talking about.
I hope so. There's not somebody in me currently, is there? Oh, I mean, I went numb back there a few years prior. But.
Good gosh.
Oh, that'd be awkward.
I gotta go.
I'm gonna say.
How long have you been there?
Well, I thought something was stuck in here.
I don't know your name. You just got released on parole.
Is there something stuck in here? I don't know.
That's not right at all.
Is it in yet? Why are you asking me?
I can't imagine why my mother doesn't listen to this.
Well, answers to all of these questions are sure to be in a future episode of this lovely show at some point.
Maybe.
But as we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Thanks. Sorry about your cat.
Because I burned some bridges at Wendy's.